from Dakota Johnson and Sean Penn. A woman and a cabbie connect and engage in intimate and mysterious conversations during a taxi ride. Starts Friday, only in theaters. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. Good afternoon. You're listening to All Things Considered.
It's KPR's Quiet Drive, when all gifts will be matched by a group of generous KPR members, including Chuck and Dee Blazer, Stacey and David Lambertson, and Dr. Nancy Peterson. They'll match your gift when you give now at kansaspublicradio.org.
90 degrees in Lawrence, 87 in Manhattan. It's 306. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. It is your place for NPR News. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. Get the latest news from around the nation and around the world. And a look at regional headlines as well. Then, do you like food? Do you like reading about food? Coming up on KPR, we will hear about a woman from Riley County who changed the way we eat and the way we think and write about food.
It's easy to forget that, not so long ago, cooking in America was seen as a chore. Certainly nothing anyone would want to read about. But one woman sought to change all that. Her name was Clementine Paddleford.
Coming up on KPR, the story of the Kansas woman who became America's first food writer. That story and much more still to come. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
KPR is here for you because of you. We know how important it is now more than ever to entertain, inspire, and enlighten. We are committed to bringing you excellent programming, but we need your help to do it. Help us finish out this fiscal year strong. Have your gift match dollar for dollar right now when you donate at kansaspublicradio.org. It's quick. It's easy. There's a big box on the KPR splash page. You don't have to hunt around for it. Really simple. And thank you for your consideration. It's 90 degrees in Lawrence.
Support for NPR.
Abortion rights on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us for coverage of the debate tonight at 8 o'clock on your KPR1 stations. Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 a.m., 5 to 9 a.m. You'll hear Morning Edition on KPR.
Right now, during KPR's Quiet Drive, a group of KPR members, including Deb and Alan Parmet, Dr. Brock and Mary Kretzinger, and Leo and Joy Schell, are matching all pledges dollar for dollar. Give now at kansaspublicradio.org, and your donation will be matched.
We have news headlines coming up in just about 35 seconds. It's 90 degrees in Lawrence, 89 in Emporia. It's 3:30.
NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Adult websites accessed in Kansas will soon have to verify the age of visitors under a law taking effect on July 1st. If more than a quarter of the pages on the site show material that has been deemed harmful to minors, that includes pornography, that site will have to make users prove they're 18 or older. Brittany Jones is the Director of Policy and Engagement for Kansas Family Voice, a Christian advocacy group. She testified in support of that law.
Especially on children, as their brains are developing, it really does harm their ability to develop healthy relationships, to develop a healthy understanding of the world.
Critics of the law have raised concerns about digital privacy and free speech. The state of Kansas is warning residents of early season cases of tick and mosquito-borne diseases this year. Ticks can spread a variety of diseases, including spotted fever and alpha-gal syndrome. That is a red meat allergy. The state said by early May, it had investigated several severe tick-borne disease cases 3 to 4 weeks ahead of a typical season. Some ended in hospitalization. Town Peterson is a biologist at the University of Kansas, where he studies ticks. He says climate change may be making the insects more active.
It gets warmer earlier in the spring, and it stays warmer later in the fall. And just that means that ticks have the potential to get out and look for a host in parts of the year when they never would have been able to before.
Peterson says a thriving deer population also plays a role. The state recommends applying insect repellent and wearing long pants when outside. Bird flu has infected dairy cows in a dozen states since the first outbreak earlier this year. But testing for the virus is largely voluntary, and it varies from state to state. Iowa has taken a more proactive approach. The state announced in early June that dairies within a 12-mile radius of infected poultry sites would need to be tested. Steve Polk is an extension veterinarian in Missouri. Although that state has not had any dairy herds affected, he says he can understand why Iowa, which is a big poultry state, would want more bird flu testing.
I can see their concern. And when you look at the fact that, yes, this causes some trouble with cows, but in general, you don't have death in the cows where it can just wipe out a poultry farm.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture requires dairy herds to be tested if they're being transported across state lines. The USDA also has a voluntary testing program, which producers in Kansas, Nebraska, Texas, and New Mexico have been enrolled in. We have a 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms later tonight, lows in the upper 60s, 50% chance of showers and storms tomorrow with a high in the lower 90s. It is 90 degrees in Lawrence. It's 3:35.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. The discussion of food seems to be everywhere these days. There is even a whole TV network dedicated to it. From best-selling cookbooks to numerous shows on the Food Network, Americans seem to be obsessed with food. But that wasn't always the case. Things began to change when a woman from Riley County, Kansas, studied journalism at Kansas State University and then started writing about food. Commentator Katie Keckeisen has the story of America's first, but largely forgotten, food writer.
In this era of online food blog, make it and places it comes from. Clementine Paddleford died in 1967 in New York City.
Commentator Katie Keckeisen is a local history librarian for the Topeka and Shawnee County Public Library. She lives in Topeka. Keckeisen, who is a former collections archivist at the Kansas Historical Society, also knows a lot about Kansas history. That's why we like to hear from her from time to time on Kansas Public Radio. Speaking of KPR, that's what you're listening to, your place for NPR News and a service of the University of Kansas. Kansas Public Radio broadcasts at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, and many other frequencies all across the state.
Support for KPR comes from Culinaria, featuring made-from-scratch Mediterranean-inspired cuisine, thoughtfully curated wines, and both classic and craft cocktails. Menu and more at culinariafoodandwine.com.
Coming up in our next half hour, this was actually a very busy day at the U.S. Supreme Court. Multiple very consequential decisions issued today. Nina Totenberg will have a wrap-up. We will also take a tour of the world's biggest music festival, Glastonbury. What's it like? Is it all muddy? Can you take your kids? We're going to talk about it coming up shortly here on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Woodhaven, Inc., manufacturing custom deck and siding solutions using sustainable woods and powered exclusively by wind energy. Located in Perry with shipping available to the entire KPR listening area. Details at woodhavenproducts.com.
Mostly cloudy skies tonight. Slight chance of rain in the evening. 70% chance of showers and storms after midnight with lows tonight in the upper 60s. It's 90 degrees in Lawrence, 86 at Fort Riley. It is 10 minutes before 4.
And from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age.
Can the presidential debate tell us anything more about how Donald Trump and Joe Biden will govern? We'll make sense of it tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
And don't forget, you can hear that debate yourself tonight on KPR One stations beginning at 8 o'clock tonight. Then join us again tomorrow morning, beginning at 5 a.m., 5 to 9 a.m. You will hear Morning Edition for the latest analysis and more. Jay Schaefer is your local host. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANB and KANB HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 4 o'clock.
RWJF.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Right now, we're sending anyone who gives $7 a month or more a brand new KPR logo enamel pin. Increase your support today at kansaspublicradio.org, and thanks for your investment in KPR.
Got a heat advisory going into effect tomorrow afternoon for portions of the KPR listening area, including Manhattan, Junction City, Emporia, and Abilene. The time is 4:06.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next half hour, what's at stake in the debate? Former President Donald Trump, current President Joe Biden meet on the debate stage tonight. You will be able to hear that debate beginning at 8 o'clock on your KPR One stations. Now, the last time they met was in 2020, and they met twice. The first contest sort of devolved pretty rapidly.
I'm not going to answer the question.
Why
because,
would you answer that
because
question?
Because the
you
question
put a
is,
lot of
the question
Supreme Court justice, radical
question,
left.
Will you shut
who is
up,
on,
man?
Listen, who is on your list, Joe?
Tonight's debate should be different, but I guess we'll find out. We'll talk about what you can expect coming up shortly here on KPR. And, of course, we'll have news headlines at 4:30. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Now is a great time to become a sustaining member of KPR, or you could upgrade your current sustaining membership with our fiscal year and approaching fast. Now is the time. Support like yours is always crucial, but particularly right now, to close out our fiscal year securely, KPR has to raise $25,000 over the next couple of days. A group of generous donors is matching your gift, so donate now at kansaspublicradio.org and double your donation, and thank you for your support.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, unlocking and streaming more KCPBS programming with the PBS video app and Passport video library. More information at kansascitypbs.org/passport.
The time is 4:20.
Support.
You can hear that debate tonight beginning at 8 o'clock on your KPR One stations. Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock for Morning Edition with the latest analysis and more. Jay Schaefer will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Mammoth, presenting contemporary swing revival band Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, October 3rd at Liberty Hall. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster.com. That's Big Bad Voodoo Daddy at Liberty Hall, October 3rd.
Heat advisory going into effect tomorrow afternoon for portions of the KPR listening area, including Manhattan, Emporia, Abilene, and Junction City. The time is 4:30.
KPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The people injured by gunfire at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade learned today how much they will each receive from the KC Strong Fund. 20 of the injured people receive between $22,000 and $100,000. Chris Rawson is president and CEO of the United Way of Greater Kansas City. He says the money is unrestricted, so it can be spent on medical bills or anything those people need.
And so giving unrestricted funding directly to those verified gunshot victims allows them to make the decisions that are right for them and their family and their path forward.
In all, the United Way raised about $2 million. The victims got $1.2 million, and the remaining money will go to 14 community organizations. The Wichita School Board declared the former Park Elementary School a surplus property today. That's the first step in allowing its sale to the city. Earlier this month, the city of Wichita announced it intended to purchase the building and convert it into a homeless shelter and resource center. Under state law, the Kansas legislature has the first option to acquire former school buildings. If it declines, the city intends to buy Park Elementary for $1. The city says it wants to open its emergency winter shelter there by this fall. Adult websites accessed in Kansas will soon have to verify the age of visitors under a law taking effect on July 1st. If more than a quarter of the pages on the site show material deemed harmful to minors, that includes pornography, that site will have to make users prove they're 18 or older. Brittany Jones is the Director of Policy and Engagement for Kansas Family Voice, a Christian advocacy group. She testified in support of the law.
Especially on children, as their brains are developing, it really does harm their ability to develop healthy relationships, to develop a healthy understanding of the world.
Critics of the law have been raising concerns about digital privacy and free speech. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, a slight chance of showers and storms this evening, a 70% chance of showers and storms late tonight. Lows overnight in the upper 60s tomorrow, partly sunny, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, and it's going to be hot with a high in the lower 90s. 70% chance of showers and storms again tomorrow night with locally heavy rainfall possible. It's 4:35.
Support.
And thanks for your support.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. It's your place for NPR News. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 99.5 FM in Manhattan. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, independently serving the local community for over 30 years. The Raven Bookstore is located at 809 Mass Street in Lawrence or online at ravenbookstore.com.
Stay tuned. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. Then we will hear about the Supreme Court striking down a controversial Purdue Pharma bankruptcy plan. This is a complicated case. It has to do with the Sackler family, founders and owners of Purdue Pharma, negotiating a way around bankruptcy for their company, but not for themselves. Why is this so controversial? Well, because it's going to throw a wrench in these plans that you may have heard about over the past couple of years to award a great deal of money to people who were harmed by sales of OxyContin. Find out what it all means coming up shortly here on KPR. Stick around. 70% chance of showers and storms late tonight. Slight chance of showers and storms this evening. Overnight, we're expecting a low in the upper 60s. It is 87 degrees in Topeka at 10 minutes before 5.
From NPR News.
And just a quick reminder, you will be able to hear that debate tonight on your KPR One stations beginning at 8 o'clock our time. Of course, don't forget, we have Morning Edition coming your way tomorrow, beginning at 5 a.m., 5 to 9 a.m., Morning Edition, starting your day off right. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 5 o'clock.
Help NPR be the model for high-quality journalism in the 21st century. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Right now, during KPR's Quiet Drive, a group of KPR members, including Deb and Alan Parmet, Dr. Brock and Mary Kretzinger, and Leo and Joy Schell, are matching all pledges dollar for dollar. Give now at kansaspublicradio.org, and your donation will be matched.
It's 88 degrees in Emporia, 89 in Lawrence, 89 in Manhattan. It's 5:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, broadcasting at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, Also at 89.9 FM in Atchison, 90.3 FM in Chanute. Lots of frequencies sort of scattered around the state. Or you can stream us anytime at kansaspublicradio.org. If none of that grabs you, try our app. We have a Kansas Public Radio app allowing you audio on demand and much, much more. Wherever you get your apps, we have one for iOS and one for Android.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader, an audio information service for anyone who has difficulty reading standard print. Grateful for the generous support of all volunteers and donors. More information at reader.ku.edu.
Stay tuned. Plenty more All Things Considered still to come. We will have an update of news headlines in just about another 11 minutes. Before we get to 6 o'clock, the story of America's first and largely forgotten food writer. She grew up in Kansas. She went to K-State. I'll tell you all about her coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Free State Festival, June 25th through 30th in Lawrence, Kansas. All access passes now on sale, including admission to all film screenings, events, and receptions. Available at freestatefestival.org.
KPR is the result of a very simple formula, local public radio. Plus, a dedication to using the power of media for the public good, multiplied by the strength of local listener support. We're hoping to end our fiscal year end strong, or at least in a stronger position than we currently are. We could use your help. Please contribute now at kansaspublicradio.org. Heat advisory going into effect tomorrow afternoon for portions of the KPR listening area. This will include Clay, Coffee, Dickinson, Geary, Lyon, Morris, Osage, Ottawa, Riley, and Waubonsie counties with heat index values up to 108. Heat advisory extending a little bit longer through the evening for Allen, Chase, Greenwood, Neosho, Wilson, and Woodson counties. Heat index values up to 109 in those regions. So people in Cottonwood Falls, people in Chanute, be aware. It's going to be very hot, dangerously hot tomorrow. We'll have more on that coming your way over the next few hours as the details become clearer. It's 520.
This is All Things
KPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock for all the analysis of that debate and much more. 5 to 9 a.m. Michelle Martin, Layla Fadel, Jay Schaefer, your hosts. Don't forget, you can actually listen yourself at 8 o'clock tonight on your KPR One stations to that scheduled debate between former President Trump and current President Biden. Mostly cloudy skies tonight. Slight chance of showers and storms in the evening. 70% chance of showers and storms after midnight with a low in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a 50% chance of showers and storms and hot with highs in the lower 90s. It's 5:30.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Ari Shapiro.
And I'm Scott Detrow. Kevin Costner's new Western tries to tell a big sweeping story about America.
To get it made, he took a page from the script of Westerns and bet a whole lot of money on himself.
I'm taking a financial risk, you know, but I believe in the audience I'm making this for. I know that I'll die trying to make this.
First News.
Live from NPR News in Culver City, California, I'm Dwayne Brown. The Supreme Court has put on hold a Biden administration policy aimed at reducing air pollution. NPR's Alejandra Burunda reports the EPA rule called the Good Neighbor Plan called for limiting air pollution that crossed state lines.
Air pollution doesn't stay where it's made. Wind and weather can carry it hundreds of miles. So when coal-burning power plants in states like Ohio spit out pollutants that generate lung-damaging ozone, the bad air can hurt people downwind in Pennsylvania or New York. The Environmental Protection Agency created the Good Neighbor Rule to address that cross-state problem. 23 states would have to clean up their power sources and industrial activities. Three, Ohio, West Virginia, and Indiana, filed a lawsuit objecting. They said the plan overrode the state's own pollution initiatives and would be too expensive. The rule is now on hold while lower courts reconsider it. The Supreme Court has weakened or rolled back many environmental rules in recent years. Alejandra Burunda, NPR News.
Well, a new class action lawsuit has been filed against the Tennessee Department of Children's Services. That suit claims the agency failed to protect children in the juvenile justice system from physical and mental harm. From member station WPLN, Paige Flager reports.
The lawsuit alleges one child was kept in solitary confinement until he ripped his hair out. Another was shackled, then pepper sprayed by staff for being disrespectful. Families filing suit also claim that Tennessee's juvenile justice system punishes kids with disabilities instead of supporting them, and that Children's Services knew about the issues but failed to intervene. DCS forwarded a request for comment to the state attorney general's office. The AG will only say it's aware of the lawsuit. For NPR News, I'm Paige Flager in Nashville.
Stocks finished modestly higher on Wall Street today. The Dow gained 36 points, up slightly. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Adult websites accessed in Kansas will soon have to verify the age of visitors under a law that takes effect on July 1st. If more than a quarter of the pages on the site show material that's deemed harmful to minors, including pornography, that site will have to make users prove they're 18 or older. Brittany Jones is the Director of Policy and Engagement for Kansas Family Voice, a Christian advocacy group. She testified in support of the law.
Especially on children, as their brains are developing, it really does harm their ability to develop healthy relationships, to develop a healthy understanding of the world.
Critics of the law raised concerns about digital privacy and free speech. The state of Kansas is warning residents of early season cases of tick and mosquito-borne diseases this year. Ticks can spread a variety of diseases, including spotted fever and alpha-gal syndrome. That's a red meat allergy. The state said by early May it had investigated several severe tick-borne disease cases, 3 to 4 weeks ahead of a typical season. Some ended in hospitalization. Town Peterson is a biologist at the University of Kansas, where he studies ticks. He says climate change could make the insects more active.
It gets warmer earlier in the spring, and it stays warmer later in the fall. And just that means that ticks have the potential to get out and look for a host in parts of the year when they never would have been able to before.
Peterson says a thriving deer population also plays a role. The state recommends applying insect repellent and wearing long pants when outside. Bird flu has infected dairy cows in a dozen states since the first outbreak earlier this year, but testing for the virus is largely voluntary, and it varies state by state. Iowa has been taking a proactive approach. The state announced earlier this month that dairies within a 12-mile radius of infected poultry sites would need to be tested. Scott Polk is an extension veterinarian in Missouri. Although that state has not had any dairy herds affected, he says he can understand why Iowa, which is a big poultry state, would want more and mandatory bird flu testing.
I can see their concern. And when you look at the fact that, yes, this causes some trouble with cows, but in general, you don't have death in the cows where it can just wipe out a poultry farm.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture requires dairy herds to be tested if they're being transported across state lines. The USDA also has a voluntary testing program, which producers in Kansas, Nebraska, Texas, and New Mexico have been enrolling in. It's 89 degrees in Lawrence. The time is 5:35. This is Kansas Public Radio.
It's All Things to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. The discussion of food seems to be everywhere these days. There's even a TV network dedicated to it. From best-selling cookbooks to numerous shows on the Food Network, Americans seem to be obsessed with it, but that wasn't always the case. Things began to change when a woman from Riley County, right here in Kansas, studied journalism at Kansas State University and then started writing about food. Commentator Katie Keckeisen has the story of America's first, but largely forgotten, food writer.
In this era of online food, Clementine Paddleford died in 1967 in New York City.
Commentator Katie Keckeisen is a local history librarian for the Topeka and Shawnee County Public Library. She lives in Topeka. The former collections archivist at the Kansas Historical Society also knows a whole lot about Kansas history. That's why we hear from her from time to time here on KPR. This is Kansas Public Radio, a service of the University of Kansas, broadcasting at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 91.3 FM in Junction City, many other frequencies all around the state. Stay tuned. We have news headlines coming your way in just about another 11 minutes. A whole nother hour of All Things Considered awaits us. We will get an overview of the significant Supreme Court decisions that were handed down today. Nina Totenberg, of course, has that. We will visit the Glastonbury Festival and learn about celebrations of a white-colored buffalo calf. All of that coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from First Presbyterian Church in Lawrence, working to provide a welcoming and safe environment for everyone. Information on ministries and opportunities at firstpreslawrence.org.
Mostly cloudy skies tonight, a slight chance of showers and storms in the evening, 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight, lows in the upper 60s. Tomorrow partly sunny, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. It's going to be hot with a high in the lower 90s. A 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night. Locally heavy rainfall is possible tomorrow evening. Still humid, lows in the lower 70s. It's 10 minutes before 6.
Putting clients' financial well-being first. Learn more at RaymondJames.com.
Can the presidential debate tell us anything more about how Donald Trump and Joe Biden will govern? We'll make sense of it tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. It's Morning Edition. Plenty of coverage of the debate, which actually you can hear tonight on your KPR One stations beginning at 8 o'clock. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KAND and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 90 degrees in Lawrence. It's 6 o'clock.